Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Into town to find out that y'all had asphalted over my driveway out here.
Pardon?
You'd asphalted over my driveway out here at my house? Listen, my stepdaughter's cat is buried under there.
Just a minute.
We need to have somebody come out here and dig that asphalt off that driveway so I can rebury that cat and move it out of that grave a little bit. I didn't have no idea y'all was going to come out here and asphalt over the daggone driveway. No. I never asked anybody to do that.
I don't know anything about it, sir.
Well, she had a little Siamese cat, Meow Satan, down there. And it was a family pet for a long time. He got hit by a little postman's wagon, pulled up there to deliver a package. Yeah, I know it. And the stepdaughter goes out there and puts flowers on his grave every once a week or so. And I got home and found out that somebody had asphalted over the daggone thing.
I don't know what it was. Hold on a minute.
Well, what it's going to boil down to, ma'am, is somebody's going to get an ass whooped if I find out who done it. Because I didn't call for that, and I ain't paying for it. That's for daggum sure.
Well, sir, I don't know anything about it. Just a minute, and I can get the boss on it.
I've already talked to somebody down there and got the runaround. I'm going to knock a line back tar out of somebody.
Well, sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about I got my stepdaughter's dead cat out there buried in the driveway. I get home from off the road. I'm a truck driver part-time. And I come in off the road, and she said that little Meow Satan was buried under the daggum asphalt. And we need somebody, one of y'all's boys, to come out here and dig that daggum cat up. Or there's going to be an ass whooping.
Well, sir, there's no sense of you talking to me like that.
How'd you react if you come home and somebody done asphalted over a daggum cat's grave?
Well, what road do you live on?
I live out here at Route 1 at Box 331. I won't get ready to kick somebody's ass so hard they'd be able to taste shoe polish.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't have anything
in
to
fact,
do with
we was
it.
Going to try to have a kind of a memorial service. That Mike Burchett was going to come out here and preach a service. He does cat funerals.
How do, friends? This is White Trash Revival, episode 60. This is Donnie fucking Cash. Hell yeah. Alright. Ain't got too much lined up for this show. I ain't got no interviews. I'll take a break for interviewing for a minute. And we opened it up with Pine Box Serenade with a song called Bottle and Rusty Blade. So, alright, so... Someone told me to check out this website called OneGuyOneJar.com. And, you know, I could look at Two Girls, One Cup and not even fucking wince or gag. And I checked out this one, and a guy takes this jar, glass jar, and shoves it up his ass. And when he's got it all the way up there, it breaks. And... oh, he's got blood pouring out his ass like a fucking water faucet, and I just couldn't watch it. Disgusting. And everybody knows you don't stick glass up your ass, you stick plastic. Not only does it feel great, but you ain't got to worry about getting your ass sliced up and have to put a manpon up your ass. Well, at least that's how I do it.
It don't matter to me. Priskin. I've heard of you.
You look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes. You look like a rube, a well-scrubbed hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor white trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father dear? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? And oh, how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the Applebee.
Hello?
preacher calls it a sin. I'm a-doing time, 'cause I killed a man. I killed a man. I killed a man.
And we started off the set with Uncle Tupelo with Give Back the Key to My Heart. Followed that with Vacant Moan by a nice group called Oh Death. Have y'all ever heard a Vacant Moan before? I do believe I have. Every chance I fuck my wife, I hear a Vacant Moan. Bitch. Followed that by the Woodbox Gang with I've Killed Men. I don't mean to brag, but I have, and they'll never find his body.
Don't know what I mean. I don't care if you see me down on the corner of LA. Okay, who's calling me a loser?
Easy there, Hubble Telescope. No need to get physical.
No, I'm serious. I can't see who's calling me a loser.
Diesel powered, 18 is rolling as I pull around to the interstate. I've got 13 hours to make my destination. Don't want to stop, check my way. Won't be no sleep for me tonight. Gotta be making Tulsa my first morning light. I'm a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul. Call me a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road. I'm Paul Freight out of Wheeling, West Virginia, U.S. Steel's from Bethlehem. Tobacco out of the Carolinas, California wines into Birmingham. Some people work just to survive, but up here in this cab, that's when I'm most alive. I'm a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul. Call me a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road. Soul. Call me a prisoner of the highway, imprisoned by the freedom of the road.
How do I meet friends?
If you see a cool-looking guy, strike up a conversation and ask him on a mandate.
Okay, you know what I mean?
No.
Casual lunch or after-work drinks. You're not taking these boys to see The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
This set started off with a little Left Lane Cruiser with Shotgun Wedding. Followed it with Southern Rail with Prisoner of the Highway. And ended it with Hyacinth House with Lucky Stranger. Fuck, I hope I pronounced that name right. Hyacinth House. Lucky Stranger. Well, I've been a Lucky Stranger before. Go to a bar, meet a chick, banger at night. Can't be any luckier than that as a stranger, I must say. That's right. I love whores. Mm-hmm. Now accepting. Ho-ho-ho-ho. Get that Peter away from my face, Uncle Doug. I am now accepting applications for whores. Send them to don@section86.com. Yes, Lord.
Machines and bones, pocket full of mumbles and a mouth full of moans. Got a book of matches and a box of dreams. Got a book of matches and a box of dreams. Burn my whole train to smoke for some railroad steam.
Connected better with women. You know, I can see that because he's a great boyfriend.
Thank you, fiancé.
Also, you got to understand, Zoe, Peter matured sexually at a very early age. I remember taking him swimming when he was 12 years old. Kid had a bush like a 40-year-old Serbian.
Oh, come on. Okay.
I spent last night in a back alley barroom upstairs on an 8x10 stage. Did a 2-hour show for a handful of people. I guess they enjoyed what we played. Saw the smoke in the mirror, the lights in my eyes. I worked so hard for the pay. Guitar, sad tunes, and back alley bar rooms. I'm living the honky tonk way. Now we ride a bus, a big silver eagle. It ain't quite as nice as you think. The freedom of the highway can feel like a prison, with bars made of asphalt and paint. If I had it to do exactly this way. Guitar, sad tunes, and back alley bar rooms. I'm living the honky-tonk way. Yeah, guitar, sad tunes, and back alley bar rooms. I'm living the honky-tonk way.
Distinctions on any of God's creatures. She always used to say,
"Meat's meat, and man's got to eat."
This afternoon, and before someone offered me a job.
We started off this set right here with a real great guy that goes by the name of Gil Landry with Poor Boy. Now maybe he fucking wrote that song about me. Well, thanks, Gil. Appreciate it. Followed that with Ralph Stanley II with Honky Tonk Way. And we ended it with Johnny Hobo and the Freight Trains with Whiskey Is My Kind of Lullaby. Well, any kind of drink that's intoxicating, mix it with a couple pills of Tylenol PM, and that there, my friends, is my lullaby. I sleep like a fucking baby. Do you hear me? A fucking baby that's been shaken. Hell yeah. Well, here's the last set, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Little towns, looking back down the road, I'm going down. Silver chrome diners that never close, shining in the sun on the old crossroad. The neon Indian says, come on in. Another roadside attraction, satisfaction guaranteed. Black velvet Elvis on the wall, Warhol Marilyn down the hall. A Cadillac with tin cans tied to a just married sign parked outside. The honeymoon suite is occupied. Another roadside attraction, satisfaction guaranteed. Ice water for my thirsty boots, whiskey for the dreams that never sleep. Forget the way she broke my heart, there's a lot of fishes in the sea. Another roadside attraction, satisfaction guaranteed. Alligators sleeping on their backs, Bigfoot left a few more tracks. Fields of gold, castles of corn, trees of rock and faces of stone. Old Pedro says to the moon and back. Another roadside attraction, satisfaction guaranteed. Old Paul Bunyan got it all with his blue ox babe 29 feet tall. Last gas, desert flowers, cable TV, rent rooms by the hour. Still running hard on dinosaur bones. Another roadside attraction, satisfaction guaranteed.
Lester Tucker? This is Lester Tucker.
All right, Mr. Tucker, how you doing? This is Curtis Watkins, Soul Brother Number 9. I'm with the BP of A. And,
who?
The BP of A, Black People of America.
What the? Okay.
Well, listen, we're doing a survey today. We're calling a lot of white households, and we're trying to figure out, have y'all been using the N-word in your house? And if you have, how many times are you using the N-word on a daily basis in your house?
The N-word? What kind of survey is that? I don't use the N-word in my house. I got youngins. We don't do that around my house.
Have you been using the N-word at your job?
Oh, hell no. What kind of survey is this?
Oh, no, back the hell up. What did you just say? You got what at your job?
I got black. What the look, what business is of yours if I use the N-word? I pay the rent in this damn trailer.
The organization.
I say the N-word if I want to say the N-word.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute, brother. Now, look.
No, you wait a minute. You called me.
Hey, let me explain something to you, sir.
You are,
sir, I'm doing the survey here. You don't survey
my all right. Why would white people of America? How about that? See, we can't have a loan association. Oh, hell no. Calling me, asking damn questions.
Okay, I just got one more thing to tell you.
To the end,
and that final goodbye.
Goodbye.
You'll
Pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, Jack. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to head down there, and I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you.
Okay. On this last set, we opened up with Bob Stump in the Blue Mountain Band called Roadside Attraction. And that, to me, would be like a Lion's Den or an adult bookstore. Anywhere I can pull off on the side of the road, check out any kind of porn I want in a booth, and stroke my fucking rawhide sausage until I shoot spew all over the napkin resting at my lap. Hell yes. Hell fucking yes. Oh. Let me tuck that thing away. I'm starting to get highly aroused. After I finish this show, I'm going to have to go to tubeate.com and smoke my cock to 80-year-old paraplegic midgets. Yes, Lord. Oh, well, coming in second in the set was Blanche with the song So Long, Cruel Rule. Fuck, what is wrong with my tongue? Must have been all that pussy I was eating last night. Blanche with So Long, Cruel World. And we ended the set with, this is a great name, Slobberbone. Yeah, bitch, you could slobber on my bone all night long. Slobberbone with Trust Jesus. Well, I tell you what, I don't trust Jesus nor them priests or preachers. But let me ask you this. Do you think if all them priests looked like myself or Brad Pitt, you think really any of them fucking boys would complain then? I don't think so. All right, well, we're going to end the show tonight with a group called Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis with Mean Son of a Gun. I hope you enjoyed the show, even though there wasn't no guests. And I hope you tune in next week, motherfuckers. So, until then, bye-bye. And hug your local slut. Or at least pay her 20 to suck your cock. Yes, Lord.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.